Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Ferrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Ferrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
Honestly, I have a like a basketball sweatsuit on my knee that is literally the size of a dime. I mean, it is so huge. This is it. And I mean, it is just screaming to be popped. Like it is. I mean, this Mount Vesuvia. I mean, it is literally a volcano waiting to erupt with lava going everywhere. If I were to spray it right now in this studio, in the Magic City Studios, the Pro Palatial, it might blast off a wall. I mean, this could be one of them ones that you shoot and it goes like 10 feet. I mean, it could rocket out of there like a fireball. I don't even want to touch it for fear of danger, danger. Like lava pouring out of this thing. I'm very worried about it. I mean, it is gigantic. I don't even like, if I had this on my face, I wouldn't even leave the house. It is so enormous. And it's right on my knee. Like, how do you get one of those on your knee is what I want to know. I got all kinds of problems. I got zits on my knees. Well, it's better than your face. I prefer zits on my ass cheeks, to be honest with you, in terms of where I'd want to have them. I don't want to have zits anywhere, but if I'm going to have them, I wouldn't mind them there, just in general, for a hiding purpose. Al in Pittsburgh, you're on the bench.
Hey, Scotty, what's up, my friend?
Hey, dude.
Hey, so I want to talk about the Penguin Island playoff game. You think the Penguins might do better this year than they did last time they played the Islanders when they got swept?
Yeah. I guess anything would be better than that, wouldn't it? Like, that was so embarrassing. That ruined my life, and I have never recovered since. What was worse is that I have to look at that stupid Carver High every day, and I had to, like, stare him in the face all night. Like, when that series happened, I was working at CBS, and we do the studio shows there. They, you know, force you to work in the vault, like in the studio in downtown Manhattan. And we went there every night for years and years and years. Mafia and I commuted. And every night I do the show, I'd be in the room looking right at these guys. They're in one studio, I'm in the other. We're dead squares, you know, staring each other down from like 20 feet away. And I got to sit there and look at this guy every night, all night long, as the Islanders just poured it on and kept beating the Penguins. I remember game one, they lost in overtime, and they never recovered from that. I think it was like 4-3 or something like that. All I know is, I'm just going to tell it like it is. My entire life of being a hockey fan since the 70s, the Islanders have beat the Penguins in the playoffs. I mean, they just absolutely own the Penguins in the playoffs. That's just all there is to it. The years that the Penguins have won their 5 Stanley Cups, they never had to deal with the Islanders. And then, you know, when they won back-to-back Cups in 91 and 92, in 93, I think it was double overtime, whatever, the Volek goal beat them to eliminate them from the playoffs. And just everything. I remember growing up as a kid and Billy Smith beating them. And it just, it's it, my whole life they've lost to the Islanders in the playoffs. Like, they kicked the Islanders' ass all the time in the regular season. This year they were 6-2 against them. They kicked their ass up and down, outscored them, outskated them, did everything to them, did whatever they wanted to them. They owned them. And now watch, they'll lose to them in the playoffs. I have no faith at all in their ability to beat the New York Islanders based on history. They own them. And so there's nothing I want more in my life than the Penguins to beat the Islanders. There's nothing, no, a wedding. And if there was a wedding on Sunday, and if Mavi was getting married on Sunday at noon, and I was the best man, I wouldn't go. I wouldn't go. I wouldn't go to the wedding. We welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 204, our satellite partners, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline Radio, and Armed Forces Radio. Hoorah, soldier, hoorah. It's Pharrell on the bench with Mafia. So getting back to the Penguins, if Mafia was getting married Sunday and I was the best man and the wedding was at noon and the Penguins are dropping the puck at noon with the Islanders, game one of the playoffs, I would not go to the wedding. I would call Mafia and I would, he would know that I was lying, but I would lie and say I had COVID and I was coughing and puking and I was deathly ill and I would still watch the hockey game and be fine. And then everyone, my wife would turn on me. She'd call me a loser, a creep, a horrible person and a horrible friend. And then I would tell her to have a sandwich. I don't listen to anybody get in the way of the Penguins playoffs and the 5 Stanley Cups that I have. I have a Stanley Cup in this office right now, in this studio. That's like the greatest thing I have. The greatest possession of my life is not my family or children. It's my Stanley Cups.
We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 52 weeks a year.
Don't believe us?
Never turn us off.
You'll see.
Keep listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, Pharrell on the bench. Like I was saying, I wouldn't, literally, I would do nothing in place of the Penguins' Stanley Cup playoff games. And there's nothing that bothers me more really in life than the Islanders in terms of enemies. Like, there's no other team that they have problems with like the Islanders. You can't name a team that they've had a problem with. They beat the Capitals' asses for years. I mean, they owned them. They destroyed them for years. The Capitals finally beat them and won a Stanley Cup. God bless him for that. I got no problem with that. I respect that. I think Ovi's a great player. I'm good friends with Joe Beninati. I was happy for him. It is what it is. The Penguins obviously cannot win it every year. It is what it is. It's like anything else. It's cyclical. But look, I can go to my grave happy. Mafia knows that's true. Like, I mean, the first time they won it, it was the greatest thing ever in my life. The greatest thing ever in sports. Because I've seen it all. And I've done it all. I've been to everything 10 times over. Every major sporting event in the world I've been to. Everything. Every single thing, including 4 Olympics. I heard a guy the other night say, I've been to 2 Olympics. My boy Frank Isola, who I'm friends with. He's on ESPN. You see him sometimes. He's a New York guy, does Nets games in the studio on Yes. And he said, I've covered 2 Olympics. I've covered 4. Okay, so people are – I saw a guy say they were celebrating his 30th year in broadcasting. I've been doing it 38. Like, I'm just like, there's always something. People have done more than me. Great. I'm a fan of anyone that's done anything. But I've done it all. And when they won it the first time – against the Minnesota North Stars, it was better than sex. It was the greatest thing ever in my life that they won it. And then the very next year, they beat the Blackhawks and won it again. Are you kidding me? I was so high. It was just the, just absolutely unequaled by anything I'd ever experienced. And then to see them win in 09 after losing in 08 to the Red Wings and to beat them in game 7 at the Joe, that was the best one. That was the hardest one. Beating the Red Wings was the hardest. And then, as far as I'm concerned, they kicked the Predators and Sharks' ass. So I thought the last two they won in 16 and 17 were domination. I thought that, you know, I guess the Predators were harder to beat than the Sharks. But the fact that I've seen my favorite team on Earth win 5 championships, 5 Stanley Cups, I'm good, man. I'm good. Like, so I won't deny I'm disappointed when they lose. I won't deny that I'm miserable when they get swept by the Islanders. That's the worst. I mean, I was literally in a rubber room. I needed a shrink. But I take it a lot better now that I'm older and I've seen them win 5. When you've won 5 Stanley Cups, it doesn't matter what anyone says or what anyone does to you. You could lose in the playoffs and shake hands and hold your head high. When you got 5 of those puppies sitting in your foyer at the team headquarters, when you got 5 Stanley Cups, when the Steelers got 6 Super Bowls, you can say whatever you want about me or the city of Pittsburgh. Kiss my ass is what I have to say to you. We got 11 right there with those two teams. Don't get me started on the Pirates either, because they got them too. Don't get me started. So I'm good to go. Like, I've already had enough happiness for a lifetime winning 5 Stanley Cups. Believe me, you, there's nothing you can do to upset me. When they lose, they lose. It sucks. I hate it. I'm miserable. But you know what I do when they lose? I don't watch sports for like 24 hours because they'll only show the highlights for one day. You know, the next day they'll show it over and over and over and over and over. And then it goes away like the newspaper into the garbage. No one cares about sports 2 days later. Tony in Plymouth, Mass. You're on a bench.
How's it going?
Oh, shakehead. What's happening, Tony?
Puke. Listen, I work for PCG. You're from Pittsburgh. You know Pittsburgh, right?
Right.
So every time I mix up some paint for everybody, you got to put it in a shaker, right? And they say, is it ready yet? I got to go. Hold on. I got to shake it up. And
oh, shake it up.
Like, I'm ridiculous.
Shake it up.
True story, actually.
I believe that. That's awesome.
It's cool. It is awesome. Because I have nothing else to do but mix paint.
So I just painted my house, like the basement, because I did the studio and the rec room, right? And I got it done, and
I did the
Pharrell Palatial. And then I did different shades in the rec room and then in the studio that I'm in now. And you could, I don't know if you're watching on YouTube right now, but like if you watch Coast to Coast, you can see it looks white. But it's kind of a creamy color, creamy white.
Yeah.
And so anyway, going up the stairs is kind of real light tinted gray. It's not dark gray. It's light, real light gray, like cloudy gray. And someone along the way, whether it was my kids, wife, mother-in-law, maybe the contractor, I don't know who it was, but someone stuck their big fat mitt on my wall. And I have like four, four or five finger marks on my wall. And I just spend so much money, make your head spin on this
It's choppa. It's total.
I mean, it's chop, I'm going to get even with her. I got to tell you, I have this giant paw print on my wall of fingers. And it is the worst thing. Every time I go by it, it's like a drive by. It's like an effing drive by to see because I only care about my studio and my downstairs. My rec room is so badass. And then I haven't even had it a month and someone's already ruined it. Like it's ruined. I spent like $2,000-$3,000 doing the paint job and I got someone's gigantic mitt right on the wall with their dirty ass greasy fingers. I mean, it made me so mad. I can't even tell you. Every time I see it, I cringe.
You're going to have to get some cameras down there, man. Spend the extra couple bucks. You know?
to film people like doing things to destroy my rec room and my studio. I'll kill them.
Guys taking a leak on my stairs. Get out of here. Hey, listen.
I believe it. No.
I want to know.
I think they were actually taking a leak on the hay that the Medina Spirit ate, and it poisoned the horse. That was the first lie Bob Baffert told. Second one was he rubbed cream on his onions. Anyway, what was your question really quick?
I had I could care less what's going on with the Patriots here. They did what everything they're going to do. Cam's our guy, whatever. That's great. Nothing else that could be said. But what I'm interested is what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers. I've never honestly seen – I can't remember a high-profile quarterback like him that's literally like, well, you know, he's played there forever and he won a Super Bowl and whatever, that he wants to leave. I mean, what's going to happen with that? Is he going to?
Well, I mean, I guess all the other ones were different. Joe Montana, everybody ends up going somewhere, even Favre, a couple different teams. This guy, you know, just bottom line, doesn't like what's going on in Green Bay in the front office, doesn't like Gutekunst. I don't think he likes Murphy. I don't think he likes anything about what they did. I think he's still very bent out of shape about Jordan Love. I don't know what he's worried about that hack for. I can't even believe they drafted his hack ass, to be honest with you. He's never played a minute. I don't even see him ever playing there, to be honest with you. They may end up trading him, but they're trying to figure it out. They've offered him more money than God. A lot of people think it's going to calm down and he's still going to end up playing for the Packers. I'm kind of leaning that direction too. If they were going to trade him, they would have already done it. So I actually, at this point, don't think he's going anywhere.
Guys, my buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so he hears you crystal clear. I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
So I sit in these bright TV lights, and Mafia said that I look like I'm getting a sunburn, like I'm actually like I'm at the tanning beds or something. And the lights are on me, and they're super bright when I do Coast to Coast and when I do this show. I turn them on because otherwise I look dark. And Mafia said I look like I got like he basically said I look like Tan Mom. People may not know who that is. Mafia knows who it is from the Stern Show, the Tan Mom chick. I don't want to get started with all those people. What do you mean, you people? Anyway, here we go. I'm even mentioning it. I'm getting a text right now that you look like a Mafia. You look blue. Like Willy Wonka, Chocolate Factory, the girl, Willy Wonka.
Violet? Violet's turned to Violet?
Well, the one that snuck the candy. Do you remember the...
the one that chews the gum all the time.
Mafia has to do bright TV lights on himself now, too, every day when we do Coast to Coast. And your boy just said you look like the blue, like the girl in Willy Wonka that steals the candy. That is great. Mavi getting the business tonight. He's not enjoying it. He's just not having it. He's like, you want to start calling people names around here? Mavi's going to think up all kinds of nasty things about me now. I didn't say it. I just got a text. Everyone's listening, and I didn't even like I brought it up just making fun of me. Next thing I know, they're making fun of you. Did I not tell you? They knew what I was talking about. You know, I got these bright lights on me. The first thing they thought of was your boy Blue Man Group. Mafia is just not interested at all. He's going to sick his dog on me. Anyway, I had a guy come over here the other day, and my dog tried to bite his arm off. I mean, this guy reached to my dog to pet him, and my dog was having none of it. He's just like, he meant business too, like fangs, foam at the mouth, Cujo, the whole deal. Sun 61-58 on the Blazers early in the third in the Valley in Phoenix. Mafia thinking about moving to Phoenix to become a professional golfer. That's true. I wish I was living in a sunny place every day that I could go golfing, Mafia. Problem is, we live here where it's raining 6 days a week and miserable. I still can't figure out either what's happening because it's like, isn't it like the middle of May or something? And I still wake up in the morning and it's 30 degrees. Like, what is going on? Like, what is wrong with the world that it's, isn't it like late spring now? Like, you're literally, we're almost in June, like in 15 days we'll be in June and it's still 30 degrees. Like, what is going on? Like, shouldn't it already be 70, 75 every day in the middle of May? Like, and then, you know, June 80, July 90, August 95, September 85. Is that not right, Mafia? Like, why is it still 30 degrees in the mornings?
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, it's getting up to 70 to like high 60s, low 70s during the day, but you got to wait till like 3 o'clock for it to happen. I mean, my wife keeps opening the damn windows. Like, we haven't had the heat on for probably a month and a half at this point because it hasn't been that cold, you know, as long as everything's shut. And then she keeps cracking the window open in the bedroom. She's like, oh, I like it when it's chilly. I'm like, yeah, me too, but not when it's like a, you know, walk-in fridge. I mean, I don't want to – you need two blankets. Guess what? Close the window.
It's freezing. So you're freezing ass.
Yeah. And sleeping. It's like, oh, you know, we got the covers and we got the body heat. I'm like, yeah, but the dog's got nothing laying in her bed. She's freezing her ass off.
So the dog's shaking, frozen, solid. Oh, wait a minute. We got a fight breaking out here. Nurkic getting ready to get into it. Oh, and he drops a bomb right there. I saw an F-bomb right at directed. I got to see it again. Here we go. D-Book drives. I don't understand what the fight's about. Oh, it's the ref he's yelling at. He's yelling at the ref. I cannot believe he didn't get teched up. He was dropping bombs. Is that they had to have teched him up? He was dropping bombs there. There's the tech. They teched him up. I knew it. I saw the F bomb. They had to tech him up. Stotts is talking him down off the cliff now. Phoenix with a 2-point lead. It's all evolving rapidly here. I think Nurkic has been a badass, blocking shots, playing physical. Getting into it with people, getting rebounds. The other night, I told you he had that last night, the bomb at the end of the half, the full court touchdown pass to McCollum for a last second 15 mid-range just dagger from the baseline. A beautiful like post pattern pass like an NFL quarterback. And he threw it and the guy caught it, McCollum, and shot it and made the basket. And they never looked back and they kicked the Jazz's ass last night in Salt Lake. Now they're in Phoenix and they're tied up now with 8 minutes left in the third. I'm telling you, they won five in a row. They're a tough team. They're playing good ball. So anyway, tonight we told you the Heat beat the Sixers 106-94. The Knicks rallied. They were down 16. They beat the Spurs at the Garden 102-98. Clippers blow out the Hornets 113-90. Bucks by 9 over the Pacers in Indy. Hawks 116-93 over the Magic in Atlanta. Bulls by 12 over the Raptors. The Grizzlies came back to beat the Kings. They were losing that game. Remember when the show started, they ended up winning that game by 6. Too bad they were laying 7. Drag. And the Nuggets, 114-103 over the T-Wolves. T-Wolves were getting 6. They didn't cover either. There you go. The Nuggets did. The T-Wolves didn't. That's all there is to it. So We'll keep our eyes on this game the rest of the way and see what happens. The Blazers have the lead now by a bucket. The Rangers and Astros are in the bottom of the 10th, tied at threes in H-Town. The Rockies are blowing out the Reds 10-2 in the 8th in Coors. The Marlins are up 2-1 on the D-backs, bottom 6 in Zona. By the time I get to racially profiled Arizona, the Tribe, Plesac started. They're up 4-0. They're hot. They're on fire. 4-0, they lead the Mariners in the bottom of the 5th in Seattle. The Giants beat the Pirates 3-1. It's unbelievable how that team keeps winning. DeSclafani allowed one hit over 5 innings, and Dugar hit his first home run in 2 years to lead the Giants past the Pirates at PNC 3-1. The Rays spanked the Yankees. Rich Hill joined Cy Young and Nolan Ryan as the only pitchers to strike out 9 against the Yankees at age 41 or older as the Rays beat the coronavirus bombers 9-1, unless I'm mistaken, 9-1 to avoid getting swept in that series tonight. So it's funny, the box score says 9-1. It has to be, but on the story, it said 9-0. They got to get their facts straight. The Red Sox 8-1 all over the A's tonight at Fenway. Bogarts hit a home run in that one. Dalbec hit a home run. Oh, they both hit 2-run homers, 8-1, as the Red Sox avoided a sweep with a win over the A's at Fenway. The Jays, 8-4 over the Braves in the afternoon, kicked their ass in Atlanta. Acuna hurt his ankle in that game. The Nationals during the day beat the Phillies 5-1 in D.C. Bell and Schwarber homered. Corbin pitched a good game. Tigers beat the Royals. The Royals have lost like 11 in a row. They can't win to save their ass. Cardinals shut out the Brewers 2-0, and the White Sox got by the Twins 4-2. So there you go. How about the White Sox? They're also lighting it up. They won 6 in a row. Tim Anderson and Jake Lamb homered. Billy Hamilton made a huge catch at the wall to end a base-loaded threat in the 8th. And the White Sox hold on to beat the Twins. 6 straight wins. It's funny. You look at baseball now. Not that it matters because it's so early. But as far as the standings go, Boston by a game and a half over Toronto. The Yankees are 2 back. White Sox lead the Indians by a game and a half. But the Indians are playing right now, so they can stay a game back if they win. Oakland by 2 games over Houston in the West. The Mets lead is 1.5 over the Phillies in the NL East. Cardinals now at a 3-game cushion over the Brewers, 4 over the Reds. 5 over the Cubs, Pirates in last, 7.5 back. And the Giants lead over San Diego's 2.5. They lead the Dodgers by 3, Arizona 6 back, Colorado 10 deep. So we're starting to see who's good in baseball and who isn't at this point in mid-May.
Football, the goal line. Baseball, home plate. Basketball, the net. Sports talk right here. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
So they showed a picture of Giannis on Instagram tonight or something, and he like a mugshot of him, all funny. He looks all mean and just ripped out of his mind in this picture. But he said that his reaction to it was that he almost cabled in his pants. He said that the look he made and the face he made, he was actually, I think he was talking about like possibly squeezing one out, Mafia. I mean, I don't know what's going on there, but. Maybe I should show that picture tomorrow on Coast to Coast.
Sounds more like you're trying to hold one in.
I don't know. Do you think we could – I don't know if we're allowed to show cable pictures on the TV. It's not really a cable, but it's a face of a guy looking like he's about to yam up. There's a lot going on there in that picture, I got to tell you. It's a great basketball game, by the way. If you're not watching, it's on TNT. It's a three-point game. The Suns are up, but, I mean, it is no joke. I'm getting into it. And then that, how about that Texas and Astro game in the 11th tied at threes? That's a good game tonight. By the way, the Avs won the West and the President's Trophy, the Bad Luck Black Cloud Diner President's Trophy. 5-1, they ripped LA. That was the easiest money I ever made betting on them tonight. My number one play on PharrellOnTheBench.com and my NHL snags. They got it on. I got to see this fight break out in the Heat game tonight. I don't know what happened, but it was all evolving. It was Dwight Howard and Haslam got into it. And they got into some finger pointing and shoving and fingers in the face and everything else. And Haslam's an old dude, man. He's got the grays going and everything else. And your boy Dwight Howard was having none of it, but Haslam basically was like, I will beat your ass.
Dude, Haslam's so old. Like, when I got that alert that he got ejected, I'm like, ejected from what? He's still playing? I didn't even realize he was still on the team. That's the first time he checked in all season, they said.
Oh, Howard threw him to the ground. That's what caused it all. And then Haslam started talking to him, and then he shoved him right in the face. He made contact. He totally shoved him in the face. He stuck his fist right in his face, and he did a full palm Sunday grab of his face. He took his entire hand and palmed Howard's face. That's what caused the whole thing. They got into it, and he grabbed him. And then earlier in the game, Ariza got heated after Embiid fell on him. So there was a lot going on in that game tonight in Miami. I'll tell you that much. But the Heat won the game. That's all that matters. They kicked the Sixers' ass. So what are you going to do? They're playing well all of a sudden, Mafia. Do you think they're going to be dangerous in the playoffs all of a sudden the way the Heat are playing here at the last minute?
Yeah, that game was a big bummer for me because when I was looking at the schedule of the Hawks, Knicks, and Heat going down the stretch here, hoping that the Knicks could slip back into that four, or at least the five, get away from Milwaukee in the first round. And I saw that Miami had to play Philly and Milwaukee, and then I forget the last game, but some like easy game, you know, some game they should win. But I'm like, oh, well, they got two tough teams. You know, that should be ones where they lose those games, and then the Knicks can jump over them, and then they win anyway. So the Knicks still stuck in sixth. I mean, they're playing well. The big thing for me is going to be, you know, they were like the Lakers in a way where, you know, there's a lot of time where they just weren't having all these guys playing together, whether it was Dragic out, you know, whether it was Butler with COVID, whether it was Hero, you know, all those guys, all the big parts of the rotation were essentially out for at some point, you know, they're not playing all together. So I think that hurt them for sure. And, you know, we, like you said, Hero was putting up good numbers this year, but still isn't what he was last year. So with those guys missing time and with Crowder no longer there because he doesn't get enough credit, as you can see what he does in Phoenix. He doesn't always put up, you know, huge points, but he's the glue guy on that court. He's the, you know, the tough guy that anchors the defense right on a lot of these teams. That's what he did for Miami last year. So without him there to help Bam out on the defensive end, I think, you know, it let them down a little bit, but they're starting to find themselves right now. You're right that they are playing up to their, you know, their level offensively at least, and it's going to be, you know, how well these guys can pick it up defensively in the postseason, because we know without Crowder, there's going to be a hole there. Bam's a badass defensively. Butler is too. But how much can Robinson and Hero and, you know, Dragic be able to stop some of these guys that they're going to have to face?
It's like Robinson tonight was so bunk. He hit one shot the whole game and had 3 points. It was embarrassing. Meanwhile, they're talking about giving him $20 million a year in restricted free agency. I don't believe it. The Kings missed the playoffs for the 15th consecutive year, and that's tied for the longest streak now in NBA history. How bad do they suck? How about this story? We talked about it today on Coast to Coast, and I'll bring it up again. Ohio State University has taken action against an independent massage therapist who an investigation found took part in exploitative behavior against members of the football team. So they're blaming the massage therapist for everything. And the State Medical Board of Ohio investigated the therapist who engaged in inappropriate and exploitative behavior targeting members of the football team and had her license permanently revoked. the school band or from campus, as well as any other locations where students are living. The independent investigation found that the woman offered free massages to initiate consensual sexual interactions with football student athletes before later demanding payment. It happened between 2018 and 2021 in off-campus housing or in hotels. They hired a law firm to conduct an investigation. The investigation included interviews with 117 current and former players and 44 staff members. The findings determined 20 received non-sexual massages, while 5 had consensual sex with the therapist. Ohio State does not believe the massage therapist's actions trigger NCAA rules or form the basis of NCAA violations. They added that in the statement. Sounds to me like quite the scene down there at Ohio State Mafia. Oh, God, the salute right there. That was a Honda salute. Did you see that? I had like, I may have popped I may have popped like a couple of bones in my neck right there, because I didn't want to sneeze into the camera or into the mic or forward onto people. I didn't want to spray anyone on TV or on radio. So I moved directly to my left like a professional, and I may have popped my neck, because I heard just all, like when I sneezed, all I heard was.
So yeah, the opposite. I like pinched something in my back, like underneath my shoulder blade yesterday. And so every time I've sneezed in the last 24 hours, it has been so painful.
So let me ask you a question. Do you, like, I would prefer as a student athlete to be able to go get massages where I would be given sexual favors.
That sounds like a recruiting tool in the SEC, isn't right. it? Isn't that what they're claiming prefer, all these guys are doing, like these hostesses?
Right. I prefer the massage with a, like, you know, I hate to say it, but the happy ending. It sounds like a fantastic place to go to school. Ohio State, where it appears that student athletes get treated better than the normal student body by the athletic department, apparently providing massages to the players. Off-campus masseurs come and visit their living conditions, their apartments, their whatever, houses off campus, and then provide them with favors, if you will, while giving them a full body, full on contact massage, a deep tissue Swedish massage with only what could be described as a movie ending. Like Boogie Nights type stuff.
Think she has an Instagram Deshaun Watson can message her on?
I mean, you know, he would love having this kind of activity, it would appear to me, based on his problems. And boy, have they been going back and forth. Here's a story. Busby says the women suing Watson never felt respected during the NFL probe. It's a little hard using the word probe right now with all we've been dealing with tonight on the show with massage therapists and lawsuits, president's trophies, and probes. Mafia knows that probing can lead to evictions from the radio. Not allowed to probe. You can't probe anything. But I need a masseur that makes me so happy. You know what I mean? I don't know what it is. I go to get massages all the time. It never happens to me. I go get foot massages, hand and foot. I get the whole deal, the neck, the scalp, arms, hands, legs, feet. I don't go in and do the full body ones anymore because you never know what's going to happen now and there. Next thing you know, they're making a movie about me. You know what I mean? Like I could go in just to get a massage. Next thing you know, I'm on some movie or I'm on TMZ in handcuffs. You never know. It could happen, Mafia. I got to watch where I go.
That like her services.
People trying to, you know, get me. There's people out there trying to get me. So I gotta behave and stay out of the massage parlors. It's unbelievable the pressure I'm under. I wish I went to Ohio State, though. I will say I have been to the towers in Columbus on the Ohio State campus, and I vomited there. I drank a keg of beer. Rather quickly, and I did not make it out of the building. without hurling on everyone. Projectile hurling. I got to tell you, though, I was being an Indiana student at the time. It felt pretty good for me to go to Columbus and the hated Ohio State Buckeyes and to hurl all over their dorms was a fantastic effort on my part. Probably planned. At the time, I was just drinking shots and beers, and I figured, you know, if I drink enough of these, I could end up hurling all over everyone. Because I was a foreigner. I was the enemy. I was, you know, crossing state lines, and it's dangerous in the Big Ten. Just like the SEC, crossing state lines, bad things happen. Going to the visitor's den of iniquity, bad things can happen, including having Pharrell hurl on you. I told the story once that we snuck in a Indiana flag into the game. My buddy walked in like he had polio or something, and he could barely walk. He had the whole thing going where his leg was stiff, and he looked like he was crippled or something. And meanwhile, the whole time he had a flag pulled down his pants and an Indiana flag, and he whipped it out in the middle of the game and started waving that around in Columbus. And the next thing you knew, we were thrown out of there, thrown out of the horseshoe. Not allowed to be a fan of the opposing team in Columbus. You have to suck up to the Buckeyes or be sent packing. It's true. Kansas City trades for cornerback Mike Hughes, the former first rounder from the Vikings, in exchange for a swap of late round picks. The Chiefs keep building up their arsenal. And now they have the great offensive line, and they have Brown to protect Mahomes. And they've come out with the schedules, and they're already favored to be in the Super Bowl with the Buccaneers. They're favoring the Bucs and Chiefs to have a repeat Super Bowl. Are you buying that, Mafia?
No, because it's never a repeat. Everyone always thinks that they're going to be back. And every time you lose, it just takes a while, right? Look at the Rams. Look at San Fran. They all have their problems afterwards.
Yeah, at least one of them has problems, right? But the Buccaneers are acting like they got it all in the bag. They got 22 starters back, and they're just going to run the tables again and win it again. That's their plan. So what do you think the odds are, Mafia, of me picking this dime-sized zit on my knee tonight before I go to bed, or should I just let it ride? I don't know. There's a lot of pressure on me. This thing hurts like having a nail in my knee. Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger finger.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
So, Mafia, Dariush and Ferguson were really talking smack to each other in that press conference today. How good is that fight going to be?
I mean, that all depends on where it ends up being. You know, if Dariush is able to take him down and kind of smother him like that, it could be a pretty crappy fight, like, you know, Oliveira did to Ferguson. If Ferguson's able to use the takedown defense to keep it standing and try to pick him apart and make Dariush work and, you know, bust him up as he tries to walk through it, it could be a good fight. But it's going to be very, you know, dependent on how the fight is controlled by, I mean, who gets the control of it and where it's taking place.
Wow. And so, and you're still unwavering on Chandler over my guy Oliveira.
Yeah, you know, I've been sticking with him. I'm saying I'm gonna go with him, I'm gonna stick with it, you know, and I might get burned by it. I very well could be. Oliveira is a badass. I'm not trying to discount this guy saying like he's nobody and Chandler's gonna walk through him like he did with Hooker. I mean, this guy is gonna put on a fight, and it's gonna be a tough fight. I just think that, you know, when you look for those little edges that a guy can use to take advantage of it and, you know, take control of it, and that power that Chandler holds, you know, even if you get into later rounds, just one pop of that right hand can send a guy reeling and change the fight quick.
So the Astros ended up beating the Rangers 4-3 in 11 innings in that good baseball game that was going on tonight. So there you go on that front. That was the only one. Rockies, they were up 10-0. It's now 10-8 on the Reds in the eighth inning. How about that comeback? They were up 10-0. Marlins 5-1 on the Diamondbacks. They're in the seventh. Indians 4-0 on the M's in the bottom of the seventh. And I told you the Astros just won that game. Avs win the West and the President's Trophy. Flames beat the Canucks. Blues beat the Wild. And right now, 93-88 Suns over the Blazers. See you tomorrow on Coast to Coast, 4 p.m. East. Good night.